Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about How the World Sees You by Sally Hogshead. Sophie, I have to ask, do you ever feel like you're sending signals you don't even know about?
Hey there, Sam. Absolutely. And that's exactly what this book digs into. Hogshead says every single day, before you even speak, people are forming impressions of you based on signals you're unconsciously sending. And the wild part is, the world doesn't see you the way you see yourself.
Right, that gap is huge. I know I've spent way too much energy trying to be a well-rounded person, you know, fixing my weaknesses. But the book argues that's fundamentally flawed. The most memorable people aren't well-rounded at all.
Exactly. Hogshead calls it your primary advantage, that one compelling thing about your personality that makes you valuable. And she's got this framework around fascination, which she defines as the strongest emotional pull you can exert. There are 7 triggers: power, passion, innovation, alarm, prestige, mystique, and trust.
Okay, so it's not about being good at everything. It's about knowing which trigger you naturally hit and leaning into it. I think my primary trigger might be trust. I'm the reliable, steady guy. But sometimes I worry that comes across as boring.
And that's exactly the point. Your greatest strength taken too far becomes your weakness. Trust can become predictable. Innovation can become reckless. So the goal isn't to change who you are, but to calibrate, turn it up or down depending on the situation without losing your authentic self.
There's also this personality archetype system she has, like rockstar, dynamo, artisan, sage, royal, mystic, and guardian. I read through them, and I think I'm a guardian. What about you?
I tested as a dynamo. Makes sense, I like making things happen quickly. But here's the thing, when a dynamo talks to a guardian, they can totally talk past each other. The dynamo wants speed and action. The guardian wants reliability and process. Neither is wrong, they just speak different languages.
So what's the fix? Just learn to translate?
Exactly. Hogshead gives specific language. If you're talking to someone who values trust, use words like proven and dependable. If they value innovation, talk about cutting edge and new possibilities. It's not manipulation, it's meeting them where they are.
I love the counterintuitive idea that being hard to categorize is actually a liability. We think complexity is depth, but in a world of information overload, simplicity and clarity win. If people can't quickly describe what it's like to work with you, you become forgettable.
That's a tough pill to swallow, but it makes sense. The book also says your personal brand isn't something you create, it's something you discover. You already have natural instincts. The work is becoming conscious of them and deploying them strategically.
And not everyone will love your natural style. Some people will be put off by it. That's okay. The goal isn't universal approval. It's being deeply valued by the right people. That's actually liberating.
Totally. So here's my big takeaway. Stop trying to be good at everything and start being great at the one thing only you can bring. And if you want to dig deeper into Hogshead's system or explore thousands of other books, the whole library's over at 7minutebooks.com/app. It's over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a deal. And my takeaway? Your quirks aren't flaws, they're your superpowers. The world needs you to be more of yourself, not less.
Exactly. Stop trying to fit in and start standing out. We'll see you in the next one.